Hey, you called me at a bad time. Can we talk in like half an hour? You know? Well, that's probably for the best. I did come on to him rather strong at that party. And he was starting to feel a little guilty. What did he tell you? He may be like that with other women, but not with me. I seduced him. Why? Because I felt like it. Because I like making men stray. It's none of your damn business, to be perfectly honest. Oh no. He's never fucked me. He will never fuck me. I have other ways of making him whimper and writhe. I'm fucking his ass. I'm taking your tough, muscular boyfriend, and I'm making him my personal slut. He's a big guy for you, but no more than a mewling piece of meat for me. Guess who he enjoys more? Even when he's with you, he's still thinking about being impaled on my cock. Want me to put him on? He'll tell you the same. It's your girlfriend. Tell her who owns you. Something wrong? Tell your girlfriend who owns you. Right, he's gagged. I don't really care what he has to say, but I do like to hear him moan as I tear into his ass. Is he gentle with you? He certainly likes it rough from me. I've gotten him to start calling me daddy now. I love seeing an outwardly tough, masculine man on his knees, begging for daddy's cock. I may take a video next time, just so you can't deny it anymore. Even better. Wanna come by and watch? He'll tie you down. But then you'll have a front row seat for his emasculation. I think I might have him wear the schoolgirl outfit I bought a while back. I didn't think I'd be able to find one in his size, but there's evidently a market for it. Look. We've known each other for years, but I honestly don't care. You feel betrayed. Tough. I'm just giving him what you couldn't. I don't care. I don't care, okay? You can have him back when I'm done.